Just days after the Bush administration unveiled its plan to shore up the economy, NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Most economists had been expecting the jobs picture to improve in December. Instead, the economy lost more than 100,000 jobs. Lynn Reeser is chief economist with Bank of America Capital Management. She says with only a few exceptions, job creation faltered last month.
Generally, the sources of weakness were manufacturing, the retail, less than normal hiring, also the job losses in the airlines, utilities, and communications firms. There were some signs of gains. Healthcare is still adding workers, mortgage banking and real estate. Gains also in tourism, so we did see some positive signs, but generally the job market is soft. It's still going to be hard to find a job in this market.
The loss in manufacturing jobs continues a trend. Employment in that sector has fallen by more than 500,000 positions since last year. The decline in retail jobs in December was a surprise, however, since merchants often hire temporary workers to help get them through the holidays. John Challenger is head of the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas. He says the number of long-term unemployed has gone up sharply over the past year.
Job search times have been going up all year, and they hit a record, 17-year record, 3.9 months in the fourth quarter of 2002. It was slim pickings.
While the weaker-than-expected unemployment report may be seen as bad news at the White House, it may actually help the Bush administration sell its recently unveiled tax-cutting plan. Ron Byrd is chief economist with the Business-Funded Employment Policy Foundation. He says that's especially true of the portion of the president's plan that would provide more money for states to use to help retrain jobless workers.
The plan to change the incentive structure in the unemployment insurance system, the $3,000 grant that the individual can keep part of if he or she finds reemployment at an earlier time, and that can be used for enhancing training, is an important part of it.
Still, it could take the administration months to pass a new economic stimulus package, and it's not entirely clear where the economy might be at the time a package is put in place. Outplacement firm head John Challenger says it might work to give the economy a lift, and then again, it might not.
We're in a fits and starts economy right now. We lower interest rates, and there's a bump for a couple of months, and it slows back down. We do it again, same thing. This fiscal stimulus is one more measure that might create that same kind of, it speeds up for a short period of time, and then it slows down. The question is, how can we create real momentum, and nobody's resolved or figured out how to do that yet.
Most economists believe there will be no real improvement in the economy or the jobs picture until businesses start investing in new plants and equipment again, something that hasn't happened yet. But today's unemployment report aside, the economy does have some positive things going for it. Manufacturing, despite continuing job losses, did show some signs of improvement last month. Auto sales were strong in December, and home sales set new records last year due to historically low mortgage interest rates. Those low rates have pushed the number of mortgage refinancings to record levels as well, something that has put more money in many people's pockets. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.